Okay, so call to order the Senior Citizens Advisory Committee meeting, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excuse me.
Okay. Ethelyn, roll call, please.
Susan.
Here.
Judy.
Here.
Inez.
Here.
No Monzel. Steve. Cool. And Mark.
Here.
Excuse me, I've not seen Monzel. Her, when we sent the packets out, her email got kicked back to us, and I called her and left her a message last week, but I haven't heard back.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see.
If I need to, I can reach out to somebody else.
Phil, Dawn, Heidi.
No.
Elise.
Has anyone talked to her recently?
No, we're not gonna get any teen council.
Not yet.
Becky.
I'm here.
And we have other people here.
Visitors.
Visitors. But I don't know how to spell anybody's name, and I don't.
We have Leah Madonna. She's the, well, Madonna's for a little bit longer, right? She is the supervisor for Town of Danville for their seniors. And she's just coming to see how we do things today, because they are looking at starting, I'll take care of it. They're looking at starting a senior advisory committee.
Oh, cool.
Council sort of thing.
Great.
Thank you for letting me sit in.
Absolutely.
And.
I was over there for their HICAP presentation last year. It was terrific.
Oh, thanks.
Learned a lot.
Great, thanks, Steve.
And I'm Aparna Mally Reddy, and I am here because I'm running for Sangamon City Council, and I want to make sure I understand what the senior advisory committee is looking at, what the agenda is, and what the future looks like.
Excellent.
All right.
Thanks for coming.
Welcome.
Okay. Special items and announcements.
So I had, yep, I have those. And so the item that's listed there, 4.1, the Senior Citizen Advisory Committee Annual Report, that's just an update for, or just a reminder for you that we will be starting to work towards that. So start thinking about all of the wonderful things that we have done over the last year as a committee. In September, we will start talking about that more and more. And then in and this also includes our goals that we want to have for the upcoming year as well. And then in October, at that meeting, is when we will do the approval at the beginning of October. And then we will go to commission for a presentation, which I'll work with Judy on that. And then once we have done the presentation at the Parks Commission, then as long as they approve and recommend for presentation at council, then we'll go to council either in November or December. Those dates, the October, November, December, those dates are subject to change just depending on what items are on the commission and the council agendas. If it's already a huge agenda, we may get pushed to another meeting. So, but as we get closer to that, we know those dates, then I'll work with Judy to make sure, to make sure that we're set for that. But we will come here first and have approval before we move on to commission. And then we'll, once approval from commission, then we'll move to council.
Okay, so we need to start thinking about goals.
You have goals that you would like to do for next year. So take a look at what, you know, what we have this year. That's item number 10 on our agenda, just as a reminder for those four goals.
Yep.
We'll probably have a rollover of 10.2 because we haven't received feedback from that yet. And so we should be having that shortly.
Okay.
And then the other ones I believe that we've met. So we'll wanna make sure that we're staying involved and keeping abreast of the information that's being pushed out there.
I didn't make a copy. Did you make
any
extra copies for today?
I did not.
I'll
no.
Make,
so,
I get home,
right. I can make you a copy after the meeting if you'd like.
I'll get it.
Okay. And then I do have a couple other items that I'd like to put on here or to talk about as well, Judy. Just as an update to the committee, Christy Torkelson, who was our alternate, she has resigned from the committee at this point. Her schedule did not allow for her to commit the time that she needed or that she felt like she needed to put forth for this committee. And so she has resigned. So at this point, we do have two open seats on the committee. We have one regular seat and one alternate seat available. And we have one alternate. So Mark, if you're feeling the need and the want and the desire to move to regular, by all means, we can work with City Clerk's office to do that. Or you can say alternate.
No, I understand. My term expires next year.
Mm-hmm.
So between now and then, if you know you want me to move up, I can do that.
Well, you would take the term that is there, and so that would push you another year. It would push you to...
Okay.
You're never leaving.
He doesn't want to leave. He left and then he came back because he missed us so much.
That's absolutely right. Okay.
Think about it. We can talk. No big deal.
Okay.
And then also...
Thank you, Judy.
I'm sure Susan will cover this in her update for the Transportation Advisory Committee. But we do have a transportation presentation that is going to be going on here on August 24th. That's at 10 a.m. Is that what we said, Susan?
Yes.
Are you going to talk about that in your report?
Yes.
Okay, so I won't preempt that. I just want to make sure that you get that on your calendar. I would, if you are available, I would urge you to come to that. I will let Susan give some more information.
What time on the 24th?
10 a.m. And then last but not least, for special items and announcements, you may have heard me earlier. Today is a very exciting day here for us. This has been about a 3 or 4 year process. Our department has officially started our new registration, utilizing our new registration software. So all of our teams have been deployed out to all the sites. We have, you probably saw a few people here at the front desk this morning. We are now using Civic Rec, which is our recreation registration software. The way that it's going to affect all of our users, you in this room, is that we were able to roll over everyone who has membership. So if you're an Encore member or if you had punch passes for the van, nutrition, or classes, we were able to move your account over. If you don't participate in those, then we'll need to create a new account for you. Mainly because we didn't want to take our gigantic database from our existing software and roll it all over, because there's a lot of people in there over the last 20 plus years that we've been using that software that the system is they're no longer utilizing the system. They're no longer participating. So we wanted to try to start as fresh as possible with our current users and then adding in people just so that it's as clean as possible. And so if you are registering for any of our programs, so today October Lunch Bunch Trips opened up, so if you're interested, go register now because we're almost sold out on a couple of them. We will need you to fill out the entire registration form, which includes your name, address, phone number, email address, because we're creating a brand new account for you. So it's taken a little bit longer, but like I said, we've deployed all of our staff out to the different sites to try to make it as painless as possible, and it's gone really well this morning. We had a line at the counter starting at 8:15 for those Lunch Bunch trips, and we're really excited. It's going to be a good thing. We do anticipate some bumps in the road, but we anticipated that, so it's going to be okay. We're ready for this. It's been a very long process, and we're excited.
Good.
So, there you go.
I hear such great things from my neighbors regarding those Lunch Bunch trips.
Yeah.
They love them.
Good.
Love them.
Yep.
I mean, it's
great.
Like going on vacation to
mm-hmm.
them for a week. You know, they can get on, get on the bus, they see their friends. And I was really concerned about one of them, Mary Orr, because she was really on the verge of being totally isolated. You know, she was home alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the neighbors would go in and knock on the door and make sure she was okay, but the shades were always drawn, the doors were always closed. And this is like a whole brand new world for her, so it's great.
That's exactly what we want to do. That's what we do here.
Yeah, it's so perfect. She's a perfect example of what the benefits of the senior center.
Well, that's wonderful. Thanks, Mark.
Good job.
And if my memory serves me correctly, you're the one who told her about the trips and different things here at the senior center, so you're the perfect advocate for here as well.
Thank you.
Excuse me. All right.
That's it?
That's all I have.
Okay.
I'll talk lots more later. Don't worry about me.
Not a problem. Any public comment or written communication suggestion box entries?
Do you have some there?
A couple.
Evelyn?
Yes. It says, what about name tags on Lunch Bunch trips?
Okay.
How many people usually go on those?
We have one trip, we have a 16-passenger van, okay, and one trip ambassador, and so we sell 5 seats. And so we've considered the name tax before, totally open to considering again. I really want to know when we can talk about this at another meeting too, because some people have told me in the past they don't like name tax because they then feel like they're in like a tour group and they want to really be treated like independent adults and not, you know, like, because we talked about at one point having the lanyards and to identify, and we're like, they didn't want that because they were, I'm an independent adult. I want to go out and do this. I don't want to have the person leading the group with the flag. And so, but like I said, I'm totally open to it.
Yeah, maybe the name tag's on the way there so they know where everybody is, but then take them off.
Yep, we can certainly discuss.
Okay.
Does center make, I brought this up before, do you make any money on the lunch bunch? I mean,
we don't make money on anything, Mark.
No, I know, but is
we didn't. We, for all of our, for, let me, I'm trying to make sure I phrase it correctly. So for our lunch bunch trips, we don't, that's not a community service. So like for our nutrition program or these aerobics classes, things like that, we try to keep those prices as low as possible because we really feel that that's like that core service. Right. We're keeping the community healthy. We're providing this level of care or service.
Right.
For Lunch Bunch, we look at that as that's an extra. It's not something that somebody necessarily really needs to thrive and be able to continue,
right,
you know, this level of life. And so the way that we do have a dynamic pricing set up for the Lunch Bunch trips where depending on distance, so I have a spreadsheet that I plug everything in, and it's distance for the trip if they have to go over a bridge, how long the duration is for the trip, if they're gone for 4 hours or 8 hours, what the cost of the driver is. And so I plug all of that in there. And then we also have a contingency because the trips, if they get caught in traffic, may go an extra hour or whatever the case is. And so we build all of that into the price. But the most expensive trip that we have is $45 for Sedmon residents. And that's like the one that we're going to Apple Hill. So that's, you know, they're going to Placerville. So that's a that's a haul for $45 there and back. And it's NoHo, so that's just for the transportation and the professional driver. And, you know, we have our trip ambassador on there who serves as the liaison between the trip and the center. So if anything happens, we have our trip ambassador that handles all of those things.
I was just thinking to offset, I know, you know, you have a contract for the driver, and that's costly. I mean, that's a chunk.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that, you know, some of the monies that you collect from the lunch bunch, would that offset some of the...
It does, we do take into account the cost of the driver when we're setting the price for lunch bunch, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Other suggestions?
There's another one here, which is kind of interesting. Could there be a whale watch trip to Monterey? And two, could there be a trip to Curran or Orpheum Theater? Mm-hmm. Now it says name optional, and she signed her name, I'm assuming.
Okay.
And then it has phone number, da 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 da. Do you wish to be contacted? No. I thought that was interesting.
That's often the case.
And then there's a question, it says, do you ever go to Fresno?
No.
That's too far.
What's in Fresno?
Cal State Fresno.
Oh, they have the Los Caves. Underground gardens.
Oh, that's right. They do.
Okay.
I
didn't know that.
Well, if someone is interested in
the theater,
Curran and Orpheum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll take that into consideration. We do have a new, we try to keep the trips fresh. We have our old faithfuls, like we go to Cliff House quarterly because it fills every single time, and that trip's almost full again.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a new trip coming up in October that we've never done before. We're going to Kelly Park in San Jose for historical aspect. It's like set up as, if you don't know about Kelly Park, look it up on Wikipedia. It's really interesting. They have it set up as like an old town where you can actually go around and see the different things. It's really neat. And then we're gonna have, we're having brunch that day, I think, which is a new thing for us. We normally do the trip and then it just depends. Yeah. And so we're going to go to brunch first and then head over to Kelly Park.
That's nice.
So it's a new one.
Do you see that expanding and maybe doing it twice a week or?
Believe it or not, we have expanded Lunch Bunch trips since I've been here. We used to only do about 2 trips a month, and we're up to 3 and 4 trips a month. Mm-hmm. I don't see going more than that just because the use of the van and it's costly, but also I hate to say this, well, I don't really hate it. Kimball, our driver, he is part of the reason that our trips are so successful because he's very personable. He's a great driver. The people on the trips love him because he grew up around Mill Valley and he's lived in the Bay Area his whole life for the most part. And so he's not just a driver, he's a tour guide for them. And he will, you know, drive them around and show them the different things or point out that stuff, yeah. All while being, you know, safe. And his first and foremost is, you know, the trip. Hi, Rosa. If you'd like to sit in, absolutely. So he's part of the.
Yeah, you don't want to wear him out.
He's great.
Right, exactly.
Good, okay. Everybody received the minutes from the June meeting? Any changes, additions, deletions, editing of any sort?
I just have one. I think I was absent and it's not on here for the June meeting.
That you were absent?
Mm-hmm.
It just has Cindy was absent. Okay. Any other changes? Okay, can I have a motion?
So we need a motion to approve with changes.
With change, thank you. Have a motion to approve the June minutes with change.
I move that we accept the minutes as amended of the June 4th, 2018 meeting.
Thank you. Second. Okay, all in favor? Okay, any opposed? No. Okay, approved.
Perfect. When and unanimous.
Okay, committee business. June and July community connection meetings recap.
So that's the group.
See, I was at the.
Which one did you go to?
At the barbecue.
Yeah.
And so I met some people who were coming for the first time and introduced one to Becky.
Yes.
And so she newly retired, and so she was kind of checking us out, and she was. One of those who, I don't think I'm old enough to be in this group. And I said, well, you know, look around you and there are people your age or some are younger. And so she said, yeah. And then I told her about one of the projects was the business plan. And one of the questions was changing the name. Mm. And so she said, well, what would you change it to? And I said, well, there were many suggestions. And I said, did you like the name that we have? And so she said, well, I think I do, because it gave me an idea of there was such a center.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I said, if I had looked at community center, I would have not have thought that that's where I would be going. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, she said that she thought that's where all the kids would be.
Right, yeah. And so it was like, okay, yeah. And so she's been retired 1 month.
And you don't have her on the committee yet, Ines?
No, sign her up for something.
I was like, you know, you need to come.
We have an opening.
Well, at that point, and we didn't, but anyway, that was interesting. And so, and Steve, you met her, you know, you were sitting, maybe you didn't, you came over. But, you know, when I have talked to people, you get those. But like you said, for the questionnaire, it was what's like 75% were
a lot.
Yeah, it was pretty high. They wanted. I'm one of those who likes the name,
mm-hmm.
But I could see that for the people that I asked, it was many wanted a change. And again, kind of for that reason, they feel like they're not old enough, you know, to participate in it. But when they come, they realize that. Well, gosh, there are people that are younger than I am here, mm-hmm. You know, and then for the activities, when they see the activities and they participate, then that goes away.
Yeah,
we've always said, Inez, if we can get them in the door, we can keep them.
That's it, right? Yeah, because that's what they find out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've been to the Danville one when we were working on the business plan. And part of the, you know, going into the center, I don't know if you saw, but ours, I think, is so much more inviting, especially to seniors, you know, because the atmosphere. The people were very nice, but it was sort of very quiet and kind of like tippy-toe over, hi, you know, and so I thought, that's interesting.
A little more rowdy in San Ramon.
Yeah, it was, it is. And like, and the Pleasanton one, have you been over to theirs?
I have not been to Pleasanton.
So you'll see, it's kind of like here. And so there are all this chatting and the, hi, how are you? You know, and come over and all this sort of thing. I was like, oh yeah, okay. So yeah, that was interesting. And the activities that you have in Danville, there are a lot more in the evening that are really interesting, like the education ones, and then you have the cooking things, and that was really interesting and very, I think, enticing for people, because it seemed like more men go there.
Anything else? Anybody else on the community connection
meeting?
Susan, did you?
Well, you were there.
I was there. Upon the groups, they have all the people coming, and they just want to find out why can't they join the social, because they are under 55.
Right, and like I had explained, is that the ice cream social that's this Thursday, actually, it's sponsored by the sponsors of the senior center, and so their target market and what they do is for 55 and older. And so since the city's not providing the items, the sponsors are providing all the ice cream, everything. That's why, it's because it's for 55 and older.
Steve, did you?
Honestly, we don't want it overrun with children either, because of all of the adults and the seniors. Like, you know, sometimes you want something that's yours. And since it's the sponsors who are providing it, that's what it's for.
Okay, thank you. Steve, did you?
Just a few thoughts. My impression was most of the people come here and they spend one day out of the week here, and it's always the same day. It's for a specific activity, so they don't seem to be trying to explore other activities beyond whatever their particular, you know, whether it's dance or whatever. It's just, you know, I'm just making a comment, I'm not making a judgment. Some people were saying it might be a good idea to have it, you know, a bit open on Saturday.
I agree, Steve.
Well, I thought you might.
Well, she's got all these plans already for Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
We just have to get
this. This was just my little softball toss. Yeah. And everybody enjoyed the canine presentation. I thought it was pretty well. I didn't know it until he made the comment that one of the other canines has cancer.
Yeah.
And his beginning of chemo. Yeah. So. And just a quick aside on the canines. So they're, you know, the basic costs for those are covered by the city, but it doesn't cover a lot of the extra things. And so there is a separate fund that is maintained through the city just for the canines. I learned the hard way, you have to make out the check to the city and then put underneath there in the comments canine fund, otherwise it won't accept it. So, but for those of you that are interested, there is a plan through the police department for the canines.
Okay.
And we have three canines.
Yeah.
So we have Blix, Hector. Hector's the one who has cancer.
Yeah.
And then what's the other one's name? That's the one that's not very friendly.
Yeah.
She doesn't make public appearances. Her public appearances are with the bad guys.
Yeah.
That's
good.
She can't even be around the other dogs.
Yeah. I can't remember her name.
No.
But she's great at her job.
Yeah, must be. You want one of those.
No, it's not. I can't think of the name.
I can't. Yeah.
Obviously, you don't see her very often.
Yeah.
Okay. History of the Senior Center update, Susan.
Yes, ma'am.
You make some comments.
I did. I have copies here.
Thank you.
So you have.
Yeah. I mean, if you'd like to pass them out, here you go. So as a reminder, this is one of the goals that Susan's been working on, and that's goal 10.1.
I thought Christy and Monsala is going to work on it, so I don't know. Christy was resigned, and I don't know how much Monsala has worked on it. So
yeah.
If they don't, so probably I have to do that little part in here in the middle of 2008 and 2012.
So that gap, yeah.
Oh, that gap. Okay. So I don't know. Is it, this is the format we wanted?
This is fine, yeah.
This is fine. So, and if everything approved, then we might probably can look for some picture and anything go along with it. So that's what my presentation is.
Okay.
So what we were thinking with this was we have a lot of the milestones and
it's really nice. Very complete, Susan, thank you.
So we have a lot of the milestones that Susan has put together, great work. And if we have some pictures, that would be wonderful too. And I can also reach out to some folks in our department who maintain some of our archives. So I'm sure I could find some stuff as well.
And Monzel had that book.
Yeah, she does have a book.
With pictures in it.
And Shirley said she had pictures.
Right, and I'm sure a lot of the others around here. So I think we could crowdsource some pictures.
Okay.
And then what our plan was to develop this and bring it back, develop the timeline itself that we want displayed in the center. And bring that back to our September meeting for approval by the committee so that we can then display it starting after the meeting as during September as part of National Senior Center Month. So then that way it's our way to try to you know, provide more information so everybody knows how this building actually came about.
Yeah.
'Cause it's, you know, it's very far from, you know, the White House and the Red Barn.
So
anybody has some other suggestion or anything else you think I am missing in here, so you can try to put it in. And I was planning to maybe send out to some of the previous committee member. They might probably have some more input on it.
Okay. Yeah, I think Shirley Ernest is a former advisory committee member too, and she's like, the lady's amazing. She's got she knows so much information, and I don't know how she keeps it all straight. She would probably be a great one for us to reach out to, and you were mentioning that she has pictures too,
yeah.
Which I'm sure she does.
Yeah, I had talked with her about when we first came up with a project, and she said, oh yeah, she's got a lot of that stuff. So I said, great.
Yep.
So do you have a visual idea of how big the display would be so we know how to kind of have some ideas about
it? I was maybe like poster board size, something like that.
Okay. So maybe take some of the highlights.
That's what I was thinking.
Pictures and then maybe you know, have yarn or something to draw the connections. To
exactly.
Things like that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll have either myself or my staff will do the display.
Wonderful.
And we'll have it done in for the September meeting so then we can bring it back in here. You can. The advisory committee can look at it, approve it, you know, recommend changes or whatever, and then we'll get it displayed after that.
So the next steps then between now and September would be for somebody to get the pictures.
We'll need to get some pictures, and I can.
Can you do that?
I'll work on the pictures.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I need some help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we'll get you a cot. We'll put it here in the building. You can just sleep here all night, Susan,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
your husband's coming to visit.
Saving that at home. Almost down the road.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
For lunch,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'll take care of the pictures, and so I think at this point, Susan, I think I would consider your job done with this, and I'll
thank
take
you.
It from here, and if you guys are looking through this and you have any information, or if, you know, is there something else where you're like, I really think this should be added in there, I'm going to take the highlights of it.
Yeah.
And some fun facts.
Okay.
And
are we able to put it on the...
I'm not sure, the TV out there, yeah, I'm not sure if we can or not, because that's... An outside entity maintains that for us.
Oh, okay. Because I know you've put like notifications of things coming up.
Yeah. So probably, I'll look into it, see what we can do.
Because people really do look at that.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
You put up big posters with stuff that's coming in. I never saw it. Like, really? And it's like this huge poster.
You walked right by it.
You walk right by it. Yeah. And it comes on the board. And see, it's up. It's nothing up there. Because it's right next to it. So I was like, okay.
We'll keep working on it.
So this is a great accomplishment for you.
Oh, absolutely. This is wonderful.
Great.
This is Susan's
Susan,
accomplishment.
Yay.
But
yeah.
You'll include that in the year end when you join.
Absolutely, yeah. That'll be an update
for
10.1. We'll talk about all the work, hard
and
work
it's
40
that's 40 years, so this is the 40th year. That's great.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, Becky, you're still on.
All right.
Recognition and participates 100 years and older.
See, you can't get me to stop, can
no,
you?
No, it's okay.
All right, so that staff report was in your packet.
Yep.
And so just as a, just in case you weren't here before, it had come up a couple of months back about, Inez brought it up, that, hey, it'd be great if we could recognize our participants who are 100 years and older. Then we tabled that and brought it up last month and got some, we've brainstormed and got some recommendations. And so then I had to go back and get some information on what other cities do, what do we think that is manageable for staff and would be meaningful for our participants. And so in the staff report that I have there for you, what I am recommending is recognizing our centenarians annually in the July to September edition of the newsletter.
Okay.
And that will include their name, picture, and a brief background on them.
Yeah.
And then additionally, we'll recognize them with a short presentation at our summer barbecue.
Cool.
So that's why I recommended the July to September newsletters,
sure,
because that's when the barbecue is.
Yeah.
And it gives us time now to start gathering all of the people's information.
Yeah.
So that we can recognize them.
Perfect.
Great.
Good.
And so since this, we will need a motion,
yeah,
for this if it's approved or if there's recommendation for changes, whatever the sort is.
So you're going to put in the next Encore newsletter that we're doing this?
Yeah,
so
we'll put it in, we'll put a blurb in our next, we'll put it in our next newsletter, and then we'll keep it in there of, hey, if you know someone, or if you or you know someone who's is turning 100 or older, let us know. Well, this, we'll put it all together and have that in the newsletter.
Okay,
moving
well,
forward.
I move that regarding that we accept the recognition program of participants 100 years old and older in an information upcoming edition of the Encore newsletter regarding this recognition program in order to begin collecting the names.
Approve as written.
And background of the individuals who are 100 years old or older for inclusion in the 2019 Encore newsletter, July, September.
Perfect.
Second?
Susan second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Steve, speak.
No, I don't need to speak. I just, yep. I'm not sure we need to do this. But just...
Okay. All right. The ayes have it. Thank you, Steve.
It passes 5-1.
Yep. Okay, and sticking with Becky.
All right.
Advisory committee interview questions.
So I have been. I am anticipating some feedback from Mark, because we've talked about this before, which I think is great. And so the staff report, no, it's really good. We talk about, I mean, Mark's been on the committee for 4 years now.
At least.
At least. I think it's been.
Well, it's got to be 4 years, because I've only been in California for 4 years.
There it is.
And you had just arrived, I think.
Yes, when you you joined the group.
So it's been
and you interviewed me.
See, there you go.
There you go.
I remember.
And so we have an opportunity. The city clerk conducts recruitments for vacancies for all of our various committees on an annual basis or whenever we have openings. And so this is just something that we are looking at for all of our advisory committees. Are the questions that we ask, are they appropriate? Are there different questions that we should be asking instead? And so this is this committee's opportunity to look at the questions that we ask potential committee members and make recommendations to update the questions.
Anybody have any thoughts about any changes or any updates to the questions?
I do.
Good.
Well, I told you I was anticipating some feedback from Mark, because we've talked about it before.
I was just opening up to anybody else, but go ahead, Mark.
No, I think the process is fine, except I think, and I, we're seeing this again, where the dedication that is required, and I think we kind of skim over that during the interview process. We say, yes, we have a meeting once, you know, a month, and it's on this particular day, and your participation is definitely necessary, if not required. But I think it goes beyond that, and I know, I want to say this correctly, I know we wanted to fill these spots. We wanted to get people in there. We wanted to make sure we had our seven. And I don't think we were screening them properly, because there is a little bit more on the dedication side than just that once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, and there are two areas here. One is the participation in the center. I mean, and this is where I'm having a tough time being on this committee, because I don't really take advantage of the center as much as I should. So if I'm going to be on the advisory, I need to have something to advise. And I'm not here enough. I mean, I sit at the front desk and I do my volunteering there, and I love doing that, and that's fine. But I haven't taken any classes, and I should. So I don't know if I am really the right person to be on the advisory committee. And I think feeling that way, we need to have people, Judy in this particular case, being the chairperson of the advisory committee, you need to be a part of the process of bringing new people in. I think there should be a voice from the advisory committee during the selection process.
Yeah.
The two people that interviewed me, they were great, but I haven't seen them here at the center. You know, and their questions were great, but they didn't really have a feeling of what the people are like and what is required. And it goes beyond that meeting once a month. So I really hope that in the future that the advisory committee is represented during the interview process. I think it's a no-brainer.
And so Mark, if you're talking about the commitment outside of just the meeting.
Right.
If you had to say, I mean, and collectively for the group, please provide me with your feedback. If you had to say the amount of time that this committee requires of you on a monthly basis, what would you say?
Requires.
Kind of average on what would you?
Well, right now it only requires the meeting. Right, so it's a couple.
Well,
couple
and you have your liaison meetings,
right?
Which I don't think is discussed at all during the interview process.
No, so that is.
You know, so I mean,
I really like what Mark's saying, because I'm not here often enough because I'm still working full time.
Right.
So I like the idea of at least letting people know what's expected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really an interview question, but it's really saying, you know, this is what we're looking for.
Right.
For people to contribute. And of course, if I'm being interviewed, I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to do it anyway. But it's nice to at least spell it out.
Exactly.
That this is what's expected.
So and we're probably looking at, if it's, call this 2 hours, your liaison meeting, call it 2 hours. So we're probably looking at about 5 hours, minimally 5 hours a month.
Yeah, that'd be
fine. Commitment.
Yeah. I would say.
Because you don't have a liaison meeting every month, so that might be, your hour might be here doing something else, participating. Yeah. So it's not just the 5 hours a month, right, with different kinds of meetings and things. I would also say, and part of that 5 hours would be participating in the activities at the center.
Community connection is a couple hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably 5 to 6. Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
And just making that really clear for people.
Yeah. And I think I think, you know, if I'm being interviewed for a committee or a position, I feel very comfortable knowing that there's someone from that particular place that I'm going to is represented there.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
And then there's a connection when I come to the meeting. Oh, yeah, I remember you. You were at the meeting, or
right.
You were at the interview.
Yeah.
That's how.
Yeah. So how are the interviewers selected?
They're just the park.
It's our Parks Commission.
Commission.
Oh, okay.
So the way that it's set up currently is that there's members of the Parks Commission who interview the candidates for the advisory committees. And the reason why they have it set up that way is so that it provides an impartial interview committee.
Yeah.
And then from there, so the commission utilizes these questions and to interview the candidate. And then based on that interview, which we have turned some down and not recommended for appointment, the commission will recommend for appointment to council,
right.
And the city council is the entity that actually appoints.
Right.
But so, it's the Parks Commission who does the interviewing.
Okay, so I'm not part of the Parks Commission. So would it be more appropriate for you to be one of the interviewers then, since you're so intimately involved in the center?
It's not my call. So I will pass along the feedback.
If we could recommend that, yep. I think, because I'm not part of the Parks Commission, so I couldn't, or somebody could.
Do you feel though, Maggie, would you be comfortable doing that? Do you think that's a good step forward?
If I am asked to do it, then I would do it, but it's not something, it's not my decision,
right.
And so, yeah.
But you would be the only one of us eligible to.
Not necessarily. I mean, we've, like we said, we've had a chair sit on in the past.
I think it'd be fine if the chairperson did. I like that idea too. Yeah.
So I'll take all of our recommendations.
Okay.
And I'll provide it to my director, Kathy Hyman, and she is compiling all of the feedback from the different committees.
Okay.
And then she will present that to the Parks Commission.
Okay. Do we need a motion on this?
I think we still need to talk about the questions. And so let's just go through one by one. Have you visited the senior center and or familiar with their program services and activities? Do we want to change that? Do we want to elaborate on it? I mean, that could potentially be a yes or no question. If they say yes, do we want to, say, and I want you guys, I don't want to put words in your mouth here. And so if we say yes, then do you want them to say, okay, well, what's your understanding of whatever? So you guys tell me what you want.
It might be better, more an open-ended question versus a yes-no.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Well, I think the yes-no is just to qualify if they have or not, right? And then to follow with an open question, you know, of which activity.
Please elaborate or something like that?
Yep.
Is that what you guys like?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What do you feel are the trends for senior citizens and for the San Ramon Senior Center over the next 10 years?
Yeah.
I think that's a good question for somebody because.
Do you like the way it's worded?
Yeah, especially as we're working towards trying to figure out more activities and, you know, what to do with the name and all that kind of stuff still. So.
Do you like trends or do you want, like, what do you think is most important? I'm just wondering, the only reason I even ask that is I wonder if the term trends could...
Challenges.
Yeah, challenges or something like
that. Yeah.
Well, because the 2 and 3 kind of are kind of duplicated, because you have feel of the trends for the for senior citizens, right, in number 2. And you also say where the top 3, needs. Maybe it's different. Never mind.
Well, you could kind of combine those. Steve, what do you think?
I think it's an adequate question. I mean, it's an appropriate question. I think, as I recall from my interview, they were also looking to find out how broad your base is in volunteerism. You know, not just focused on seniors. But what else have you done?
Yeah, which is down 7, kind of. Yeah. So you could ask more about other volunteer stuff when you're. Looking at number 7, maybe?
Have you been involved in the city in other ways? Which is, I think, is a good one.
Yeah, that's done.
I forgot. I didn't,
You didn't.
So you could add that to number 7, Becky.
Involved with the city?
Yeah, in the city or other volunteer things. You know, what else have you done?
Yeah, what's your history of volunteerism?
Yeah. Because that'll also, I think, address a little bit of your point, Mark, about how committed they are to that, spending time doing that.
Okay, so you want to keep 2 and 3 as is, or do you want to switch 2 to what do you feel are the challenges? That's what
I think
Steve.
Challenges maybe is better than trends, or in lieu of. Trends.
How's that going to differ from 3 with the needs?
I mean, we can get rid of questions 2 if that's something that you want.
Sorry.
We can also get rid of them. Yeah. Okay. So.
I think challenges.
Challenges.
Fine, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Can we say the next 5 to 10 years? 10 years is a little hard to project.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I think I'd bring it in just a
little
bit.
Does that sound good to you, Evelyn?
Yeah, just 5 is long enough.
Okay.
How about the next year?
Next year. Yeah.
If you can predict 10 years, I'm really impressed. So I'd say 5 to 10.
Okay.
Because coming for my burial.
No, I wasn't even thinking.
Yes, you're terrible.
I work so much in the technology area, they can't get past 3 years. So, it's changing so quickly. So that's why 10 just kind of
screamed
out.
What were you
going
to say,
Ethel?
Well, are the needs going to change that radically? What?
Potentially. I mean, they could.
Because it seems that in our area, because of the the cost of living, that, you know, it still is a place to live and how to get around and where are the services that I need if I'm to stay in my little house.
Uh-huh.
How welcoming are the facilities in the city?
Yeah, that would be, I think, one of the top three needs for seniors.
I think that's what she's asking is, correct me if I'm wrong, Ethelyn, you're asking, is number three even necessary because the needs are, they're not gonna change. If you're asking in number two about the challenges,
right,
the needs are always gonna be,
yeah,
how living, transportation, and services, whether it's medical or whatever.
Yeah. So I think that's, yeah.
That's up to the committee for your recommendation.
Okay.
Do we need three? Do we want to get rid of three? What are the top three needs for seniors in San Ramon?
Well, I think I would leave it because the number two, it's certainly about challenges for senior citizens, mm-hmm, but it's also about the senior center.
Right.
Okay. Challenges for the center.
Oh, okay.
Where three, yeah, is really about the seniors.
Well, and it could be depending on the person's background. They may have different needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll keep three. Does that sound good to everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four, what talent, skills, and knowledge or expertise would you bring to the Senior Advisory Committee and the Senior Center?
Yeah, I think that's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you perceive as the role of the Senior Advisory Committee?
Will they have any knowledge of that? Is there, because I can't remember, is there information about us,
yeah,
that they would want, that they should read beforehand?
When you, okay, fill, when you fill out the application.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the application kind of answers some of this too, doesn't it? Okay.
Steve, you're good with that? Since you're the newest member, you have the most recent
experience
with the interview process, and does that sound good to you? Okay. And then what do you see your role on the committee?
Right, because that's really them saying what they can contribute to it, which, mm-hmm, I think is good.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is your experience working on a committee in a group team environment that we wanted to add in, involved with the city or other volunteerism?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then number eight, we have to ask that because that's a requirement for the committee.
And then we're,
so,
then we're gonna add. Right.
Yeah, so on the 55 though, let me ask this for you. I've, in the last 6 months or so, I've had a couple of people who have approached me, and I've referred them to city clerk, as I'm not 55 yet, but I work in the aging section, so whether it's in assisted living or gerontology or something, where they feel that even though they're not 55, they can provide a unique and valuable perspective for the committee.
Hmm.
And so when I talked with the city clerk's office about this, they said that if that was something that we wanted to consider,
right,
we could.
Well, you join AARP at 50, mm-hmm, right?
Well, they have the option of coming to a meeting,
mm-hmm,
right? I mean, we encourage that. Mm-hmm. And they also, there's a part of the agenda where they can
public comment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so, you know, until they're 55, feel free to join us and voice whatever it is you have to offer or to discuss, but, you know, the meeting is open.
Okay.
So maybe suggest that.
Because our programs here are for 55 and older.
Right.
And that was basically what Mark said. That's kind of the route that we provide, was that it's an open meeting. It's a public meeting. You can come in,
yeah,
at any time.
That sounds good.
Love to hear from you.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the
good point.
Are you at least 55 ought to be the first question on the...
Well, you're right.
Might be on the application, I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be on the application.
I think it is.
There might be some that says, well, I'm not 55, I'm going to be a voting part of this committee.
Yeah.
Well, and I know it's on the website where it's talking about the committee that you have to be 55 and older. And so if that's the case, then we may not need it.
Mm-hmm. So I was quite finished, but So there is a precedent in your committee, Open Space, where you have somebody that is not part of, you know, it's not reside in the city, you know, has some important input, you know what I'm talking about, Seth. So, you know, there is a precedent in another one of the committees. So that does, in other words, somebody doesn't fit into the mold, but is a voting, I believe he is a voting member of the committee, is that correct? Yes, he is. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know. I think that make, that could be a little different, just because Open Space, we all connect.
Yeah.
You know, it has, because we have Dublin to our south, we have Danville to our north, and they all kind of connect, and we're doing that connectivity of the trails through the different areas. So I think that may be a little bit different, but I totally hear you. I think it's a valid point to at least consider, but I mean.
So Steve, are you suggesting open it up to like over 50?
No, I'm just throwing a wrench in it.
Okay.
I just messed with you.
Oh, Steve. Okay, so let me recap.
So we're at 55 then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we're going to add what we're requesting and requiring them.
So here's what I have. So we would like the first question to be, are you over 55, or did you want to get rid of that altogether?
No, I think.
Is that on the application?
I would have to check.
I think it is. I was trying to see if I have.
I don't have an application.
I don't either.
And so we can see about, so either remove, I'll put a caveat in there of if this is asked on the application,
then we can take
then remove.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that sound good to the group?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then have you visited the senior center and or familiar with the program services and activities? If yes, please elaborate.
Yep.
Number two, what do you feel are the challenges for senior citizens and for the San Ramon Senior Center over the next 5 to 10 years? Number three, what are the top three needs for seniors in San Ramon?
Can I go back to number one just for a second?
Yes, please.
Sorry. If they say no, can we ask what's prevented them from doing it? Or what's, you know, what
prompts you to want to be on the advisory committee?
Yeah, kind of.
If you don't.
Yeah, because we're not really asking why they would want to do it if they aren't familiar at all with anything here.
Okay, so Mark. Yeah, if yes, please elaborate. If no, why do you want to be part of the senior advisory committee?
Yeah, what makes this interesting to you, Mark?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, if they don't qualify for this committee because of their age,
right?
Would we continue with the interview and maybe see them for another committee?
You have to submit an application per the committee.
So each committee has their own application.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And interview questions.
Yeah, because my husband just filled out one for the arts
advisory.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm trying to get it doing something.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll add in, if no, why do you want to be part of the advisory committee or what makes this committee interesting to you?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep number four the same. What talents, skills, and knowledge or expertise would you bring to the committee or the senior center?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number five the same is what do you perceive the role as the advisory committee? Six is the same. What do you see your role on the committee? Seven, what is your experience working on a committee in a group or team environment? I'll add in there involvement with the city and or other volunteerism.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other things that we wanted to touch on would be we want them to know what is expected. So minimally 5 to 6 hours per month, they should be involved in activities or programs here. I'll let them know about the liaison appointments.
I would say what those 5 or 6 hours would encompass.
Right.
Right, so liaison, the monthly meeting.
Yeah.
So it's really specific.
Perfect.
And that the meetings are in the morning.
Yeah.
The liaison ones are all the time.
A lot of
evenings, yeah.
And see, that would be the perfect role for the chairperson mm-hmm. during the process. You know, digging a little bit further into what we do.
So that would be the other thing Becky was asking, if one of us could.
And then the chair sit on the interview panel, make sure there's a voice for the from the advisory committee.
Perfect. Do we want, they have to be a resident?
Yeah.
Has to be Centerman resident.
Because I know some people from Danville, they want to apply, so I said.
Well, town of Danville may be creating one soon, so they can provide feedback to Danville.
Yeah.
Right, Leah?
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Do we want to know how long they've been a resident of Centerman?
No.
Did we hear? No.
No. I wouldn't think so.
Well, yeah, because like Lee.
4 months.
Is there anything else that the committee feels is important that should be asked?
I can't think of anything. But,
you know, this is kind of can you anticipate any problems in attending the meetings? Because, you know, like Shashi had the problem with transportation. And so it's not something that you think about, but at the time he joined, he was getting transportation regularly, but then it became where he wasn't.
That's when he was injured.
Of the statement about this is what's expected, would you have any issues with that?
Yeah.
Would be the stuff
you
have to follow
any issues,
up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put that phrase in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
How is Sashi?
I haven't heard from him. He came in not too long ago.
Yeah.
Shashi was here.
I see his
a couple months ago,
Facebook.
Maybe.
He is on Facebook. Every once in a while, he does pop up on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's
fun. Cool. Okay. All right. So I'm going to need a motion on this.
Would you like the motion?
I want the motion.
To be accept all the things that we just read?
Yes, okay. Basically.
Can I have a motion on updating the questions and statements?
The recommendations.
Recommendations,
yeah.
For the interview process?
Interview questions.
Yeah, well, the whole interview process. I have a motion to approve.
I move that we accept the amended, is it?
We want a motion to accept the recommendations for updating.
Recommended interview questions.
There you go.
Second?
For the Senior Advisory Committee.
Oh, second. Somebody?
I'll second it.
Mark, seconds.
You can. We have an open seat.
Okay.
Everybody, all yeses? Yes? Yeah. Any opposed?
No.
All
right.
I guess we're supposed to say it.
Sorry.
I guess we're supposed to say it out loud. So
there we go. Okay.
It passes unanimously.
Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah, it was a set of recommendations for the interview questions.
Okay. Becky, you're fine. You're
still on.
Becky.
All right, so these are just the staff reports. And so since we did not meet in July, I did go ahead and just include the those reports as well in there.
Okay.
So you have two of each of the recreation program and volunteer report and the facility report.
Okay. And as you mentioned earlier, the ice cream social is this
Thursday. The ice cream
Thursday.
Social is this Thursday. You got that right.
What time?
1:30.
It's on my calendar. Canceling things so I can actually show up. Okay, liaison reports. Monzel's not here, so we'll have the outreach committee. Steve, planning commission.
This will be my first report, so if I don't screw this up too bad.
Steve, there's no way you can screw anything up in here.
No. As long as I'm here, you're good.
Yeah. Not a problem.
So I'll just say there's four items that I have here. And so I attended two planning commission meetings in June. And on the 5th, there would be El Nido property, El Nido House, which is 19251 Santa Juan Valley Road. That pretty much took up the whole meeting. So this the item of interest is a future senior care facility of 60 rooms. That would be on the property after the house itself, this historical house, was moved.
Where's that, Steve?
19251 Santa Juan Valley Road.
It's just north of Pine Valley. It's on the west side of Santa Juan Valley Boulevard.
Okay.
Where the church is.
With the church, yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you.
So, I won't get into the politics of it. I'll just say that the original owner now has a business partner, and most of the time was spent with them trying to catch up with each other on and the committee was not pleased, let's just say that much. The issue in front of them was a fence that was not up to code, and it was supposed to have been taken care of, so the entire meeting was basically around that fence, which, and they promised to get it corrected, but I mean, they haven't moved the house, they don't have the permits. So there, let's just say, there's long, you know, this is gonna happen for a long time. Then the two items on the meeting on the 17th of June, and there was staff, Cindy Hughes, our planning staff, gave an update. There's two items, both on Alcosta, the San Ramon Summit Senior Care Facility, it's 82 beds, estimated completion in 2019, again, it's 12720 Alcosta.
That's the one by the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah, behind the church there.
Yeah.
And then the other one is Aspenwood Senior Housing, 9,000 Alcosta, I think this is the former city.
It's where the bank was, it's the one at Kimball and Alcosta, right by 7-Eleven.
Okay.
95 rentals, 13, very affordable, again, 2019. That's three items. The last item had to do with something where I'm not officially assigned to, but I'll go ahead and jump into it unless there's some objection. There's something called the Doherty Valley Oversight Committee. And our mayor and Dave, Councilman Dave are both on it, along with Dan Bell and the county. So they canceled their June meeting, I would have gone to that. The next one's gonna be on December 3rd, and I'll go ahead and attend that. This involves Deer Creek Apartments, which is still, you know, under county control, just being completed now. So this will probably be the first of all of the items that'll be ready to go. And it's supposed to be 55-plus resort style, one and two bedrooms. Again, the address 7,000 Bollinger Canyon Road.
Yeah, I just saw the sign that says that they're taking applications online now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they're behind schedule, because they said they're gonna be ready in the fall. I'd be surprised if they were ready. This is Chappelle's the builder. Supposedly it requires 50 to 80 to 120% median income is their, gonna be their base. A total of 448 total apartments.
Good.
In what's called the Village Center. So it's quite a bit. So I printed out some earlier meeting minutes from that group.
What's the purpose, Steve, of the Oversight Committee? Do you know?
It's basically to, you know, as the county is finally building everything out and handing over to San Ramon, this is one of the last few parcels, in my understanding. So, you know, behind that's gonna be like a gas station and some other small units. And I think that's, if I'm correct, that's the last, you know, in other words, it used to be the entire Doherty Valley. So this has been a process. So this committee has been overseeing everything, you know, since that whole Doherty agreement was signed, was 25 years ago, whatever it was.
It's basically the city has liaisons that work with San Ramon, Danville, county, all working together.
Okay.
For the good of the valley.
Chappelle's supposed to have a representative there.
Thank you.
So the other thing I noticed in the minutes was that there's supposed to be a senior center built by Chappelle out there that's supposed to be the same size as his place.
That was many years ago. And the reason why there's not a senior center there is because this committee talked to all of the seniors and the seniors said that they did not want that. And so in 2008, as all you see on Susan's timeline there, that's where the newer portion of this building, so right here at the breezeway south, all of that was built in lieu of another senior center out there because the voice was heard that they didn't want another senior center. They wanted it all in one central location, all of the services at one spot. And so that's how we got this building expanded.
Oh, good to know. Didn't know that.
Yep, that's what it is.
Good. Thank you.
And again, some older minutes, comments, there was lack of transit access.
That too.
That's my report.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
Great, thank you.
Traffic with 400 more apartments.
Well,
but they're expanding the whole.
This is an aside, but I was very interested in that because before I moved to, but applications, you know, they said they would be taking them on July 1st, and I had gotten online and put my thing in and said they would get back to me. They never did. And so I kept calling the number, and I actually drove to the site, and so I called again, and this time, instead of a voice thing, there actually somebody answered. It was a total shock. And they said they were actually taking applications at a facility off of Doherty.
And it's so, like their satellite office right now, I believe.
Office. So I said, okay, thank you. So I drove there right away and got the application. All the first section is already rented out. So then that was like the first week in July.
And that's when they started taking
apps. That was not posted anywhere. Yeah. It was not on the website or anything that they were already. I mean, you could put the first stuff in into the computer and they said they would get back to you, but they never did.
Interesting.
And so anyway, I told them that. And so anyway, so the papers that I submitted, they said they would get back to me within the week. They haven't yet. But this was for the second section.
Gotcha.
The first section is supposed to open September, just next month. The second in will be in January. But they were running behind, and so I don't think it's going to open in September.
Didn't look like
so
it.
I don't know about those people who already have said they've got their...
Yeah, I'm not
if
sure.
If they've given notice wherever they're living, they're going to be up a creek.
How many units in the second section?
It's right there, too.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Collectively, it's how many did you say, see? 480?
448.
448.
So it's like 200 of them, supposed the first half.
Right.
And that part in the back, what they told me is that's being considered for grocery stores, et cetera. Because I said to them, there isn't anything within walking distance for seniors if they want to go to the drugstore or grocery store or coffee shop or whatever. And so they said all that area in the back is going to be developed.
Nice. I think that's what it
shows in the picture.
Yeah.
Okay, Housing Advisory Committee, I went on the website on the city and found out that they did have a July meeting that was canceled.
Okay.
They're not really great at saying when their meetings are going to be, so. Transportation Advisory, Susan?
County Connection was there at the TAC meeting, so they are working on to increase the fare by like from $1 to $1.25, that's their proposed thing. But if you use the people card, it's the same price, so we all need to apply for people card. Okay. And then they are going to be take away the between 10 to 2 o'clock free service. So we probably don't have that. And then they're going to take away the route 36. Because the ridership is...
It's a recommendation at this point.
Yeah,
it has not been approved.
So on the
which route is that?
Meeting. So if they approve, that's going to be effective sometime in February or March.
It'll be next year, yeah. So Route 36 is the one that has to stop by the firehouse right down here on El Costa at Fort Crest.
That's not good, then.
And so the recommendation, and Susan, please jump in if I am misspeaking or if you want to add. So the recommendation right now from County Connection, and they've conducted significant research over the past year with all sorts of analytics that show the ridership. And the ridership on 36, which again is down here by the firehouse, is very low. Mm. And so as was mentioned earlier, that the part at Doherty Valley, there's not enough transit out there. So they're looking at, again, it's just a recommendation at this point. They're looking at eliminating the 36 route here and reallocating those resources to provide service in the Doherty Valley, enhanced service in the Doherty Valley, because that's where ridership is high and there is a need for increased transit out there.
Does that affect seniors trying to get to the senior center?
Well, if you're in San Ramon, just remember, we have our vans here that can pick you up from your home.
Okay.
They are looking at trying to explore other options. They're not sure what those options are right now. One of the options could be a partnership with like Uber so they can subsidize. Again, they don't know exactly right now. They're still, some of it is just in the research phase for those pieces. Dublin has a similar sort of program. It's called the Dublin Go program. And so you can research that as well. And so that's the reason, this is the reason why I wanted, that I was urging everyone to come to the meeting on August 24th here at 10 a.m. because I believe Lisa Bobadilla, who is the division manager for transportation, as well as Ruby, I can't think of Ruby's last name, she's with County Connection, she's gonna be here as well. And Susan and I met with them to get some more information, and Susan has agreed to help with the translation to our Chinese community on that Friday morning to make sure their voice is heard, because that's part of the concern that Susan brought up to Lisa and Ruby, was that if they, you know, if it had a program similar to Dublin Go, that where it's a subsidized sort of Uber program, great, but if they can't speak English to right. the driver and communicate, so that
they,
way,
yeah, how can they get the service?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And so, Susan, you guys should be, I know you already are, but you should be incredibly proud of Susan and the representation that she has provided with the Transportation Advisory Committee. She embodies what somebody should be doing as a liaison to this committee. She's done a fantastic job with it all, so kudos, kudos, kudos.
We have a great, you know, Asian community in here.
Yeah.
If they don't speak English, that's the problem they have.
Yeah.
You know? They do like to join us, everything they have, they feel so happy in here. They got all the, you know, service program they can get, so.
Susan, did you say that they were going to discontinue service between 10 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon?
They take away the free service.
Oh, the free service.
Seniors can ride free between 10 and 2 right now.
Right, okay.
And 36 comes down San Ramon, too.
Yes, and so...
It's all the way up.
Where are they looking at discontinuing the 36 route? I don't have my map in front of me. Is it at Crow Canyon?
Starting from the transit,
center. So it'll go to the transit center.
All the way to bus station, Dublin bus station.
So it won't have stops here on the south end.
Yeah.
Okay. Won't go through Sunny Glen anymore.
Right.
It goes right by where I live.
Which will make a lot of people happy, but I'm sure there are one or two that will, you know, be bereft without it.
Yeah. So if you can go.
For those, if you want to go to the bus station,
BART,
that is another problem.
So if you are available, I do urge you all to attend the meeting on August 24th here. If nothing else, just so that you can hear the information firsthand, because I do not claim to know everything. I'm just, you know, helping Susan. She and I have been looking at this together, talking about it. But I think it'd be great if you all can come and, you know, because just as you're not here, you're not on the advisory committee to represent yourself.
Right.
You're here to represent the overall senior community in San Ramon, which I think, you know, looking back at those questions, that's really why it's really important to know where you've been involved in other things, because it's not just, you know, these four walls that we have, it's the city at large.
I would like to just make a suggestion, you know, for this meeting on the 24th, that you invite the volunteers at the front desk, because, you know, you get people calling in wanting to know about the center and, well, how do I get there? What kind of transportation is available? Yada, yada, yada. So I wouldn't make it mandatory, but I would just put it out to them, hey, you know, there's some changes coming down the pipe regarding transportation if you wanted, you know.
And again, nothing has been decided yet.
Right,
it's just recommendations that County Connection has to take to their board still. And we have a council member who is involved in this too, so he's up to date on the recommendations. So.
Yeah, but I'm talking about.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure we're all very clear. Yes. Nothing has been decided at this point. It's just recommendations. They are still getting feedback and information.
And while I'm on that, so
by all means.
And I've been trying to do this for years, but I think it would be something to look at and, you know, bring the volunteers in the front desk into this meeting.
I've invited.
There's a lot of great information that we discuss, and it's, you know, it would be really, really helpful for anyone sitting at the front desk to know, you know, what's going on here.
Yep.
The end. It. Mark J. Powell.
Thanks, Mark.
Susan, anything else?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Senior Foundation, very short meeting, which was nice. There's a bingo lunch on September 22nd. It's a Hawaiian theme. And the boutique is November 3rd. And I think they were saying in the previous meeting that Dublin was not having their boutique this year, so they were expecting more vendors and such at ours, which is nice. What does MOU stand for?
Memorandum of Understanding.
Thank you.
It's basically an agreement.
The agreement between the foundation and the city of San Ramon was finally approved.
Thank you.
So that was all taken care of. And that was really it. Jennifer gave an update on...
Jessica, sorry.
Gave an update on the registration system and reminded people of the ice cream soda social is this week. And that was it.
Perfect.
A quick meeting.
And I will make sure that on the next agenda, Judy's name is by foundation.
It's fine. Park and Rec?
Okay, I will... This was the June meeting. There was quite a discussion about... how the facilities are allocated to the different sports groups.
The co-sponsor groups.
And some, a man who said because he didn't belong to the specific leagues, it was some other entity, then he was left out of the choosing who could, what park he could use for whatever sport he had. I can't remember, it was too long ago. But he, because there's the idea that some of the groups, the sports groups say, oh, this is my field, and you can't use it. When they can, it's their field for...
It's allocated at certain times.
At certain times, but they take ownership, and that leaves other people out, so there was argument about that.
Was it resolved?
I'm not sure. I don't think it was specifically. It was taken under advisement or whatever you want to call that. And if you've been on the committee long enough, you remember that Heidi's daughter Jenna was our representative from the teen council before we changed the meeting to the morning, and then she was the chairperson for the teen council for 2 years. And so she was recognized at the Parks Commission for her job. She did, actually she was only one, I take that back. But because she had been on it for so long, she was recognized for her services. And it's amazing they talked about before the schools that some of the graduating seniors were going to. And like I said, visit a teen council meeting, you would be very impressed, very impressed with these kids. I did not get to the July 11th meeting because I had another meeting that night already. So I will leave you for my next meeting.
All right, have fun. Thank you, Ethelyn.
So there was no teen council meeting?
No teen council meeting.
Okay. They'll start back up in
September.
Just a note while we're talking about Parks and Community Services Commission, just as a heads up to all of you that Heidi Kinniston Lee has resigned from the commission.
Really?
She's mentioned before that she was looking at jobs and such, and so she has a job now.
Really?
And so she has resigned from the Parks Commission. So at this
That's
point,
bad.
Yeah. So at this point, Don Birnbaum was our alternate for our liaison of this committee, and so he's our liaison at this point. Will Dorlick, who used to be the liaison to here, he was elected as a chairperson for the Parks Commission, and so they'll be going through the liaison appointments again. So we may have somebody new coming in. I'm not sure yet, but as soon as we know, we'll. And the you know it's a good thing for us. The more that we can educate. More of the commissioners, more of the council members, things like that. That's exactly what we want. So it's a good thing to have.
I'm just surprised.
So Brad's position changed too.
Brad's a program manager, and so he's a staff member. Brad's my boss.
But I'm saying he didn't change.
Unless you know something that I don't know. No.
Last meeting, no.
Well, it is your time for the council report, so.
Okay, go.
Okay, so there's a few meetings that I attended. June, the Constitution Scholarship Competition winners were presented, and the East Bay Municipal Utility District Annual Water Supply Update was presented. And there's a $2 billion two-year budget, which covers water system, wastewater system, operating costs, capital improvement, and debt service. And the presentation was excellent. I was amazed at all the stuff that gets done. So it was great. Two new members were approved for the Transportation Advisory Committee. I guess you met them. Were they present at your meeting, the two new members?
I saw them, but I was late that day, so.
Okay. Anyway, and new business. There was a resolution accepting grant deeds along several San Ramon roads that were accepted. Resolution establishing word count limit of 300 words at $1.03 per candidate for the voluntary candidate statement for 2018 municipal elections approved. So I guess that affects you, huh? And also the resolution establishing a voluntary campaign expenditure limitation for 2018 municipal election is approved for $1.25 per registered voter for the amount of $49,004 based on registered voters in San Ramon. So I was surprised that few registered voters. I thought there'd be more. But
how many?
Well, it's $1.25 per registered voter for 49,000. So that's like less than, around 40,000 or less. And it's
39,200.
Yeah, less than half.
That's terrible.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, get out the vote.
Right. I said, that was another thing I did. I was here 2 days and I went to register to vote. So it was find out, where do I register?
Yeah.
Anyway, resolution requesting and consenting to consolidation of elections and setting specifications of the election order were also approved at that meeting. And then the city manager canceled the meeting for August, the first meeting. Then July, the Old Doherty Road Trail, which had been closed since August 2016, was officially reopened on July 11th. And there had been new alignment, and it's right up over this way. And it's 1 mile long, and it's been repaved and re-cleaned up and everything. And then city council appointments, there were three openings on Library Advisory Committee. There were two applicants and one applicant was found acceptable. In new business, the DSRSD Zone 7 Area Water System Supply Update with a focus on feasibility of potable water reuse to improve overall water reliability for the Tri-Valley was presented. And the engineers, two females were outstanding in their presentation and all the coverage, and their report was accepted. And then the last meeting, 24 July, the Safe Routes to School annual report was presented, and previous concerns that they had from last year, most of those have been resolved by rerouting and opening up entrances. And some of the elementary schools still have some problems. And a lot of the discussion centered around how many parents drive their kids to schools versus walking. And it's like, from the council, it was, we need to encourage walking, we need to encourage walking. And part of it, I guess, is because the parents drop them off on their way to work. Mm-hmm. And so it's easier for them to, well, not easier, but it's more
convenient.
Yeah.
And they feel
safer.
I got the kids to school.
Right.
They didn't stay at home and whatever. But anyway, it's having gone through that way back, my kids walked to school because I left for work at 6:30 in the morning. So it was like, they were from very early on. But it's the whole atmosphere has changed dramatically. So.
Introduction of ordinance to repealing the public peace, morals, and welfare. I thought was interesting phrasing. And replacing with massage establishments and massage services of the City of San Ramon Municipal Code. So this had to do with massage therapists and where they provide massages. And so I had heard about that when I came here, because I used to get massages regularly in Colorado. And when I got here, it was like shock on people's faces. Oh, no, you don't want to do that. You don't? I was like, 4 years I've been here, I haven't gotten it, okay? But it's all massage therapists are to be state certified and registered with the police department every 2 years. Jesus. They must be licensed and post the license at place of employment in a prominent place, position. There will be a major fine for working without a license. And there are advertising restrictions for, quote, after hours operations, unquote.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yes.
Go to a spa.
That,
go to one of the spas.
He understands this.
Go to a day spa. They have massages.
Those are suspect, too.
No.
That's what I was told.
I think you're okay.
And I was like, whoa. Anyway, introduction of ordinance repealing and replacing the smoking regulations. And this went on for quite a while. But it was City Attorney Martin Lyson presented options regarding the use of vaping, flavored tobacco, e-cigarettes, and recreational marijuana sales and use restrictions. And the new ordinance, he proposed like three different levels or do nothing. But one of them was 500-foot buffer zone from door entrance of tobacco sales to line of school. Property ranging to complete ban in San Ramon. And the public hearing was open. There were 7 speakers. And the first one was owner of a e-cigarette shop, and she was a San Ramon resident, female mother, and she says she refuses to sell to people under 21, and she is for allowing sales for people over age 21. And she said, especially for those who are working on quitting cigarettes. So some of the jargon has been that people who vape are more likely to quit, or that was the initial. However, that is not panned out, and she didn't follow through with that. But anyway, second, male San Ramon resident questioned the science and purpose of restricting, denying sales of flavored tobacco products because individuals should have freedom of choice. So, and he compared it, for instance, to buying alcohol. And he said, you know, that's not considered healthy for you either, but there are no restrictions on it, I mean, except for age. And so he equated that. Third was San Ramon female resident, volunteer with American Heart Association, who wants a ban on the sale of flavored tobacco products because of aggressive marketing by tobacco companies that lures teens to these products and leads to health problems. And male tobacco outlets representative wants input from public retailers who are selling from behind counter to individuals over age 21 and follow the rules and regs. He says that it is already illegal to market these products. And I see our marketing, I mean our advertising for it, so I don't know that that is in fact true. And a female San Ramon resident with Contra Costa Health Department wants a ban as a protection for youth. Starting as teens is a very high risk for tobacco addiction. And so please restrict sales in the City of San Ramon. That was her parting words. A male with vape jobs, he's strongly against all bans regarding tobacco products. He stated that there is no proof that prohibition works. There are ways to get products and use at home. You can get them, you can order them on the internet. No proof that nicotine is carcinogenic and vaping and secondhand smoke is not dangerous. These are his beliefs. And he said that smoking rates have been going down since 2017. And he urged that solid scientific studies be utilized for support of revised ordinance. Seventh male resident,
volunteer with American Cancer Society, asked the proposed ordinance be sent back to staff for study of scientific studies regarding various products and use of them, and to look at how these products are being marketed via social media and public information to exploit growth and promote smoking. And please protect our community. So the council members went into and discussed various things, and the upshot was they want this ordinance sent back to policy committee for extensive research and review before presenting again in 28 August meeting. From Phil alone, we need scientific data presented to support ordinance. Dave Hudson doesn't want banned, wants public, wants policy committee to review and bring in scientific data. Scott Perkins wants vaping included in smoking ordinance and ban all from work areas. Please send back to policy committee. Harry Sachs is concerned in being asked to ban products that are legal. He says, we don't want vaping for kids, but he wants scientific data presented before ordinance is promulgated. He wants the fines looked into. He said there were vaping studies online, and Mayor Clarkson wants us to restrict sales, access that is, to e-cigs, vaping, flavored tobacco, and marijuana from youth. So unanimous decision was to send to ordinance, the ordinance back to policy committee. And then general information, the jazz series in the library will be starting again in September.
Inez loves the city council meetings.
I do. I love it.
Crazy woman.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, you know,
I've never heard anybody
say that. Well, you know what we were saying about attending these meetings?
Yes.
Mark was saying, it's the same with city council. You learn so much about the city.
Oh, you would, yeah.
It's and how it works, you know, how you can get things changed, et cetera, if you persevere. Mm-hmm. You present your case and you do your homework, et cetera.
Yeah.
So Christy was on the library advisory committee. She was the liaison for that. So is there anybody who would like to take that over?
They meet quarterly.
Yeah.
So they just had their meeting in July.
And the only other one is October 18th is the next one. Anybody volunteer? It's at 7 o'clock. Mark?
Sure.
You going to take that on?
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
October 18th?
18th at 7 p.m. at the library.
At the library.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much.
And there was no teen council.
No teen council. We don't have Parks and Community Services Commission representative. No.
Nope.
Oh,
we don't.
No. Any other?
I do have a question for Becky.
Okay.
Someone from Dublin Senior Center. They asked me, there is a group of Asian people. Probably say 5 days a week. Okay. After 5 o'clock, they play card.
They play what?
Card.
Cards? Okay.
In here, do you know anything about that?
It's a public facility, so I mean, if they want to use, as long as the building's open and they use the, you know, the lounge areas here, they can't use the classrooms because those are all closed. But I mean, it's a public facility, so if we're open, we welcome the community into the building.
Even after 5 o'clock?
As long as it's open, which we're not, and it just depends on programs that we have or if there's rentals in the building. We're not open after 5 every night. And depending on when we need to close based on our staffing, we would just let them know that we need to leave.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's a public facility, so whenever we're open, the community is more than welcome to come in and enjoy the building.
Okay.
So the next...
Sorry. Candidate for the alternate position.
Sorry, I didn't...
Do we have a candidate for the alternate position?
There are no... For the advisory committee, we don't have any... to my knowledge at this point, there's no applications at this point for senior advisory committee out there.
So if you know anybody...
No, I just thought it was somebody that we were considering, I guess not.
Not that I'm aware of it. I mean, I know that they had somebody that they were trying to schedule an interview with, and I don't know if they've been able to connect or not.
If there are very many applicants.
Not that I know of.
Okay. Any word from Susan?
We can talk about that after.
Okay. All
right. Okay. We'll talk after that.
Okay.
You want to go ahead and adjourn the meeting?
Yep. So the next meeting is scheduled for September 10th.
She had a question.
It's not for the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So September 10th, and I can't be here, so either Inez will take over, or we can change the date, whichever works for people, so.
I'm good, I mean, I.
Yep, so we'll just, we'll have Inez run it.
Carry on. Thank you.
Is it, what day would be over people?
I think we're leaving at the 10th, and Inez will run the meeting.
All right, perfect.
Thank you.
So we're on the 10th, that's confirmed.
10th is 10 o'clock. So the meeting adjourned at 11:37.
Thank you.
Thank you.